Well, as Donnie said, we've got another girls' game coming up for you here tonight. It's Knox County and Canton, and tonight's game is being brought to you by these Knox County sponsors, the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark CPA in Edina, C&R Supermarkets in Edina and Cahoka, Cardwell Lumber Company south of Edina, the Citizens Bank of Edina, Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, by Hawkins Harrison Insurance with offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahoka, Lancaster, and Memphis, Knox County Dental Office, Knox County Health Department, Home Health Agency in Edina, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina, and the Farm Shop in Edina. And now let's take you back down to Queen City, Missouri for tonight's second girls game with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Dave. Welcome back, everybody, to Scott County High School, again, the home of the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament, and it's a 3-6 matchup. The number 3 seed, Canton Lady Tigers, and the number 6 seed, Knox County Lady Eagles. Take a look at this lineup. First four, Canton. It'll be Nariah Clay, a junior, Emma Holtz, a sophomore, Brooke Brewer, a junior, Macy Fisher, a sophomore, and Kendall Weathers. She's a sophomore. Nariah Clay, Emma Holtz, Brooke Brewer, Tracy Fisher and Kendall Withers, and the Lady Tigers, 17-7, and coached by Danielle Baker. For the Knox County ladies, it'll be Brianna Miller, Savannah Stragg, Jennifer Hinkle, Elena Pulliam, and Abigail Becker. So Brianna Miller, Savannah Stragg, Elena Pulliam, Jennifer Hinkle, and Abigail Becker. The Lady Eagles are 2-21. And coached by James Dent. As both teams being introduced even as we speak. So 17-7 against 2-21. This is the 16 district, so the top two seeds got byes. So 3-6 and 4-5 have to play the quarterfinals. As the Canton ladies out on the floor, and here comes Knox County. Not a bad crowd on hand, a good crowd from Canton made the trip. So it's going to be Kendall Withers to jump center against Jennifer Hinkle for Knox County. As we're set, the ball is up, tip is controlled by Canton. Emma Holtz with the basketball. They get it down low to Fisher. Had a shot blocked, saved the ball from going out of bounds, but right to Knox County. So Brianna Miller will bring it across the timeline. She'll try a three right off the bat. No good. Jennifer Hinkle comes off the rebound. Gets it back out to Srag. Srag gives it to Jennifer Hinkle. It's dotted line. Now Becker will try a three out of the right corner. No good. Weathers comes off the rebound. Turn the right Clay. As Clay will bring it across the timeline, man-to-man defense. Clay takes it into the hoop, lays it out, and got it. So Nariah Clay with the first 2 points of the ball game. Pressure by Cam. Srag with the basketball, dribbles through a double team and walked with it. So a turnover, Knox County. With the basketball is Brooke Brewer. Brewer gives it to Clay. Clay to Holtz on the left wing. Now to Fisher at the top of the key. Clay in the right corner behind the arc. Clay running 10-footer. Missed it. Got her own rebound. Put it back up. Missed it again. And Rihanna Miller off the rebound to Srag. Srag will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Becker in the left corner for another three. Airballed it. Jennifer Hinkle off the rebound. To Rihanna Miller. Fans back out to the right wing. Now Hinkle to Srag. Srag at the top of the key to Hinkle at the top of the key. Bounce pass to Miller on the right wing. Back to Hinkle. That's Hinkle to Srag to Becker. Becker on the left wing. Brianna Miller left side of the circle, now the right side of the circle. Hinkle will try a three. No good. And off of the rebound, Savannah Srag. And a whistle and a foul. The foul may be on Nariah Clay, and it will be. So Nariah Clay picks up her first foul. First team foul against Canton, and Savannah Srag will go to the line to shoot two shots. First shot on the way, in and out, no good. 2-0. Canton with the lead early in the going. Savannah Sprague, second free throw on the way. Left it short and off the rebound. Macy Fisher. Fisher gives it to Clay on the right wing to Fisher. Down to Weathers on the left wing. They kick it to Brewer on the left wing to Fisher between the two circles. Fisher back to Brewer on the left wing. And Brewer tripped over the feet of Jennifer Hinkle, and they're going to call a foul on Jennifer Hinkle. So Hinkle picks up her first foul. First team foul against Knox County. Fisher with the basketball as Clay drives the baseline, pulls up a little five-footer, no good, and Becker comes off the rebound. Jennifer Hinkle brings it across the timeline, 2-3 zone as Millis with three, no good, and Weathers off the rebound. Mariah Clay. Clay will bring it across the timeline, kicks it out to Fisher on the left wing. Fisher will try a three, no good, and off the rebound in the hole. Now three-pointer by Brewer on the way, airballed it. And Jennifer Hinkle comes away with it. To Brianna Miller on the right wing. She'll try another three on the way. No good. And Clay comes off the rebound. Clay will bring it across the timeline. Clay kicks it out to Fisher. Back to Clay. Now Weathers will try a three. In and out. No good. And off the rebound. Holt. As she put up the shot. Missed it. But the foul, I think, is going to be on Elena Pulliam. And it will be. So Pulliam picks up her first foul. As Emma Holt will be at the line to shoot two shots. Isaac fires it, got it. So Emma Holt, her first point of the ball game. Makes it 3-0, Canton with a lead. As Holt, second free throw on the way, got them both. 2 points for Emma Holt, 4-0. Canton with a lead, pressured by the Lady Tigers. Brianna Miller gives it to Hinkle. Hinkle dribbles to a double team. Still with the dribble, had the ball slapped out of her hands and out of bounds by Holt. This will be Knox County basketball out of bounds on the near sideline as Brianna Miller will trigger. Miller looks for somebody. Gets the ball to Sprague at the top of the key. Now Hinkle has it between the two circles. Hinkle takes it to the dotted line, puts up the shot, block, and Clay comes out with it. Just fires it out down the floor, intended for Fisher, and it's thrown away and picked up by Knox County. Hinkle on the right wing. Sprague has it at the top of the key. Back to Hinkle for three on the way. No good. And Weathers comes away with it. Gives it to Clay. Mariah Clay will bring it across the timeline. Clay, spin move to the top of the key. Now Fisher, a little five-foot floater on the baseline. Got it. 2 points for Mason Fisher. 6-0. Canton with the lead. Hinkle down the far sideline. And the ball slapped out of her hands by Emma Holt. It'll be Knox County basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. 4:08 left to play in the first quarter. Brianna Miller has it in the right corner. Right wing to Hinkle. Sprague at the top of the key. Now Hinkle between the two circles. Back to Miller. They give it to Becker. 15-footer on the way. No good. And off of the rebound comes Macy Fisher. So Fisher gives the ball to Clay. Clay takes it to the hoop, plays it up, and got it. 4 points, Noriah Clay, and it's 8-0. Canton with the lead. Sprague to Hinkle. Hinkle down the far sideline. And the ball slapped out of her hands by Holt. As into the ball game will come Keelan Ott. Well, now there's a timeout on the floor. 3:37 off the play in the first quarter. It's Canton 8 and Knox County nothing. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
The weather is changing, and most all appetites agree great food is close by at the Blue Room in Edina. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. This winter, warm up with the Blue Room's daily lunch special Monday through Friday. Dine in or call for takeout, 660-397-2550. Year-round, we're your friendly hometown bar and grill restaurant. Food and fun for you, your family and friends, and proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles. It's the Blue Room in Edina, Missouri.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School as Knox County with the basketball, trailing 8-0 as Brianna Miller gets it to Jennifer Hinkle in the right corner. Back to Brianna Miller inside the podium. Now Hinkle off glass, got it. Off the right baseline as Jennifer Hinkle gets Knox County on the board. Canton with the basketball. With it is Keelan Ott. Ott gets the ball to Macy Glasgow. Glasgow to Clay. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And all Clay off the rebound. As Clay will reverse it, take it right at Becker, puts the shot up. It goes down. It counts, and she's fouled. So, Nariah Clay, and the foul is going to be on Abigail Becker. So Becker picks up the foul. And Nariah Clay will be at the line as into the ball game will come Cameron Miller. And Abigail Becker will set down for a breather. So Nariah Clay was six, looking for seven, missed it. Cameron Miller off the rebound to Brianna Miller. Gives it to Strag. Strag will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Brianna Miller on the right wing, inside to Jennifer Hinkle. Pass was battled away, picked up by Fisher. Ahead it goes to Ott, puts it up, it goes down, it counts, and she's fouled. So Keelan Ott with 2 points. And the foul's going to be on Brianna Miller. Well, Savannah Strag, I guess, picked up the foul. So on the right, Clay will set down. 2:40 left to play in the first quarter. And I can't see her number yet. It's Ott. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 3 points for Ott. As in the ball game comes Kinsey Holt. That's for Canton. Full court pressure by Canton. Ball stole away by Fisher. Takes it to the house, lays it up, got it. 4 points for Mason Fisher. Still a press by Canton. Brianna Miller gets the ball ahead to Pulliam on the right wing. Back to Strag on the right wing. Strag, bounce pass to Pulliam, right side of the circle. Left side of the circle to Hinkle. Takes it to the hoop, lays it up. Got it. It goes down. It counts, and she's fouled. The foul's going to be on either 14 or 15. Abigail Becker will check back in. On. Still, okay, number 14 would be Emma Holtz. That's her first. Four for Jen Hinkle. Missed the free throw. And Canton off the rebound. Ott will bring it across the timeline. Ott gives the ball to Emma Holtz on the right wing. Inside, it goes to Holt. Now driving the baseline is Macy Glasgow puts it up off glass, got it. She has two as Savannah Strag. Bad pass. Glasgow picks it back up to Fisher. Now three-pointer by Ott. No good. Rebound put back up and in. That's by Kendry Holt. And she has two. And now James Dent wants a timeout. 1:35 left to play in the first quarter. It's Canton 19 and Knox County 4. Back in 60 seconds. This is KNN Sports.
Well, I started my own restaurant because I love to cook. But that also means a lot of greasy pots and pans. And we can't waste time with endless sink changeovers. So we upgraded to Dawn Professional Pot and Pan.
Dawn Professional cleans 58% more pots and pans per sink than the leading competitor.
Less dish soap, fewer changeovers, and more time doing what we love.
Dawn Professional. It's clean. Upgraded. From P&G Professional.
Where to escape with CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg. Sponsored by Bank of America. International travel is back. And Peter has his sights set on the Emerald Isle.
There are 196 countries in the world. About 180 of them you can go to now. Their vaccination levels have to be high. So take a look at Ireland. Most of that country is vaccinated now. They relaxed all the testing restrictions. Anybody can go.
Brought to you by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping.
Back at Schuyler County High School. Knox County with basketball, trailing 19-4. Brianna Miller gets across the timeline to Pullian. Now Swag takes it to the house, puts it up, no good. Jennifer Hinkle put back, no good. And Kenzie Holt off the rebound. To Ott, to Fisher. Fisher gets it inside to Glasgow, puts up a shot, blocked, and out with the rebound comes Emma Holt. Now Glasscock takes it to the house, running 10-footer, missed it, and Elena Pulliam off the rebound. Savannah Schrag will bring it across the timeline, gets it ahead, Brianna Miller. Miller, 15-foot runner on the way, no good, Jennifer Hinkle off the rebound. And a jump ball all the way to possession stays with Knox County. 51 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Brianna Miller will inbound underneath her own basket. As Miller slaps the ball, looks for somebody, gets it out to Becker. Becker to Hinkle at the top of the key. Now Brianna Miller, shot off the left wing, no good. Swag off the rebound, tried to put the shot up, missed it. And the foul, I think, is going to be on Ott. So Ott does pick up the foul. Emma Holtz, that's 14. So Holtz picks up her second personal foul. As Allie Ruffcorn gets up to check in. First shot by Schrag, no good. Ruffcorn checks in. And Emma Holtz will check out. As Schrag, second free throw on the way. Off the front of the rim, no good. Jennifer Hinkle with the rebound. Out to Schrag at the free throw line, fans out to the right wing. Now Becker will try three, bullseye. Abigail Becker hits a three. She has three, and it's 19-8. It's Knox County with the basketball. Fisher will bring it across the timeline, gives it to Ott. Ott lost it. And then a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Jennifer Hinkle. That's her second. So Hinkle picks up the foul. Camden Miller will check in. Jennifer Hinkle will check out. So it'll be Macy Fisher to inbound on the near sideline. Fisher gets it into Ott on the right wing to Fisher. Takes it right at Becker. Off glass. Got it. 6 points for Macy Fisher. Brianna Miller. Dribbles right up to a double team to Cameron Miller. Now to Brianna. Brianna across the timeline to Schrag in a double team. Lost the ball, picked up by Fisher. Ahead it goes to Glasgow. Glasgow off glass. No good. Off with the rebound. Puts it up. They wave it off. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Canton 21, Knox County 8. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Furnished by Nesmontage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 89cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
89cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 89cash.com, and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 89cash.com. That's 89cash.com. 89cash.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Knox County Lady Eagle Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM-FM Memphis. As Canton will have the basketball to start the second quarter, leading 21-8. As Fisher on the left wing gets it underneath to Ott. Now a shot's put up off out of the left, the right corner by Ruffcorn. Missed it, and Schrag comes off the rebound. Gets it to Hinkle. Hinkle just airmailed a pass underneath the basket intended for Pulliam. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Canton basketball. As Fisher will bring it across the timeline. Fisher has it between the two circle. Gives it to Glasgow on the left side of the circle. Now Ruffcorn thought about the three. Gives it to Glasgow to Fisher. Fisher, dribble drive into the paint, running 10-footer off glass, no good. Rebound fought for, and out with it comes Becker. As Becker lost it, gets it back. Picked up by Jennifer Hankel. Hankel gets it underneath to Brianna Miller off glass. Got it. I didn't think it was going to go down for a second. 2 points for Brianna Miller. 21-10. As Fisher gives the ball to Glasgow. And Glasgow takes the ball into the paint, tried to put up a shot, missed it, drew the foul, and the foul's going to be on Brianna Miller, and that's her second. So two fouls on Brianna Miller. Well, evidently not. Evidently that's her first. So Glasgow at the line, first shot up, got it. Lacey Glasgow with 3 points. As Weathers checks in, Mariah Clay checks in, Fisher checks out. And there goes Hulse checking out. That's Kenzie Hulse. So Macy Glasgow has three, looking for four. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 4 points for Macy Glasgow. 22-11 as Brianna Miller gets it to Hinkle. Timeline, Srag. Srag gets it to Becker. Becker will try a three. No good. And Ott comes away with it to Clay. As Mariah Clay will bring it across the timeline to the left wing. Spin moves to the free throw line. Now Glasgow for three on the way. No good. Jennifer Hinkle off the rebound. And a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Ott. So Keelan Ott picks up her first foul. 14 foul against Canton. Full court pressure by the Lady Tigers. Brianna Miller gives it to Hinkle. Hinkle across the timeline to pull him on the right wing. Now Srag down the right lane, lays it up, missed the layup, and Clay off the rebound. Mariah Clay will bring it across the timeline as Clay guarded by Pulliam. Clay to the free throw line, gives it to Glasgow. Now Ott at the top of the key, fans out to the right wing. Glasgow at the top of the key to Clay between the two circles. Clay gives it to Ruffcore. Now give and go back to Clay on the left block. Glasgow for 15. Got it. And rattle home. 6 points for Macy Glasgow. Jennifer Hinkle with the basketball in the backcourt to Srag. Back to Hinkle. Hinkle will bring it across the timeline. Dribbles to a double team. And a whistle and a foul. That'll be the 15th foul, and the foul is going to be on Glasgow. So Macy Glasgow picks up the foul. So Glasgow picks up her first foul. Brianna Miller will inbound. Gets it to Hinkle on the left wing beyond the arc. Hinkle takes it to the right block, lays it up, missed it. Becker with a rebound, puts it back up and in. Abigail Becker with five, makes it 25-13. Canton with the lead in the basketball. It's Clay to Glasgow on the left wing. Ruffcorn to a block, lays it up, missed it. And Becker comes off the rebound. Hinkle will bring it across the timeline. Hinkle, free throw line, kicks it out to Becker on the left wing. And Becker lost the ball, picked it up, and then stepped on the sideline. So Mariah Clay will inbound to Weathers. Gets it back to Clay. Clay will bring it across the timeline. Clay has it between the two circles, guarded by Pulliam. Gives the ball to Glasgow, top of the key, rough corner on the right wing. Now Clay at the top of the key. Clay stops, pops at 15, missed it. And Brianna Miller comes off the rebound. Gets it out to Hinkle. Hinkle splits the double team, had the ball slapped away, and then picks it up. And there was a collision between Weathers, Pulliam, and Hinkle. And Pulliam ended up with the ball, but a collision, and she walked with it. So Mariah Clay will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Glasgow. Glasgow all by herself, right down the middle, missed a wide-open layup. And Brianna Miller off the rebound. Takes it to the right wing, Hinkle top of the key. Srag for three, airballed it. And Pulliam saves it in bounds to Ruffcorn, to Weathers, back to Clay. Clay will take it down the left lane, lays it up, got it. 8 points, Noah Clay. 27-12, 4 minutes left to play in the first half. Rihanna Miller to Pulliam. Pulliam gets it back out to Hinkle for three. No good. Clay had the rebound, lost it. Picked up by Ruffcourt. Back to Clay. Clay gets the ball down to Glasgow in the right corner. Glasgow back to Clay on the right, wing beyond the arc. Clay will take it to the dotted line, puts up a little baby hook. No good. And Brecker off the rebound. To Hinkle, down the far sideline, a whistle and a foul. Foul against Canton. They're going to call it on Brooke Brewer. So Brewer picks up her first foul. Glasgow will check out. Now Camden Miller will check in. And Abigail Becker will check out. So first foul on Brewer. Both teams with six team fouls. 3:32 left to play in the first half. Jennifer Hinkle will inbound to Sragg. Savannah Sragg across the timeline to pull in on the left wing. Gives it back to Hinkle between the two circles. Now Miller, Long, three on the way, no good. And Long rebound. It's taken by Fisher. Fisher from the left block, turns, little five-footer, got it. 8 points for Mason Fisher. Sragg in the backcourt. Brianna Miller across the timeline to Cameron. Cameron Miller to Sragg, and right through Sragg's hands and out of bounds. It'll be Canton basketball as Kinsey Holtz will check in. And out of the ball game will go Brooke Brewer. Under 3 minutes left to play in the first half. 29-12, Canton with the lead. Clay on the left wing to Fisher in the left corner. Now Clay in the left corner. Clay running 10-footer, missed it. And Kinsey Holtz off the rebound, missed the putback. Clay gets it off. Glass got it. 10 points, Noah Clay. Brianna Miller with the basketball. Bad pass, the only way by Clay. Gets it head to Fisher. Rough corner off glass. It goes down and counts, and she is just planted by Brianna Miller. And I think the foul is going to be on Miller. And Brianna Miller picked up the foul, and that's her second. Now we've got a timeout on the floor. 2:27 left to play in the first half. Canton 33, Knox County 12, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Happy new tax year. The tax code grew more complicated than ever before in 2021. I'm Bobby D. Clark, Certified Public Accountant, and I'd love the opportunity to help you make sense of those tax law changes. Give me a call at 660-397-2332 or stop by my new office located two blocks west of the four-way stop on West Lafayette Street in Edina. You can also find me on Facebook or at bobbyclark.com.
And welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School, home of the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament, the second girls' game of the night. There were two girls' games tonight. There'll be two boys' quarterfinal games tomorrow night. In the first game, it was Princeton defeating Putnam County. We'll talk more about that at halftime. So one semifinal is set. Scotland County will play Princeton at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night in the first girls' semifinal. As Ruffcorn completes the three-point play, she has three, and it's 34-12. Canton with the lead. Bracer by Canton. Inbound pass to Hinkle. Gets it ahead to Sragg. Sragg across the timeline in a double team. Gets it back to Hinkle on the left wing. Now on the left side of the circle. Back to Sragg between the two circles. And Miller on the right wing. Miller tried a three attempt. Blocked by Fisher. Fisher comes away with a loose ball. Gives it to Clay. Clay across the timeline. And Weathers at the free throw line. Ott will try a three. Bullseye! Keelan Ott with 6 points. And that's 37-12. Canton with the lead. As Hinkle in the backcourt. Dribbles through a triple team. Still with the dribble to the free throw line. And kicks it out to Cameron Miller on the left wing. Sragg at between the two circles. Now Hinkle between the two circles. Cameron Miller skips it over to the right wing to Brianna Miller. as Brianna bounced past to Hinkle on the right baseline. Hinkle had the ball slapped out of her hand, picked up by Fisher. Fisher will bring it across the timeline. Fisher has it between the two circles. The op, she'll try another three. In and out, no good. And Elena pulling off the rebound. Gets it to Cambra Miller. As Cambra across the timeline to the top of the key. Now Elena pulling him to Hinkle for three. On the way, no good. Rebound's going to go out of bounds with the Cat basketball with 103 left to play in the game. And in will come Hannah Taylor. And Withers will sit down. So Mariah Clay gets it into Fisher. Back to Clay. Clay will bring it across the timeline. Ott has it on the left wing. Beyond the arc. And slapped out of her hands and stolen away by Schrag. Down the far sideline. Schrag bounce pass underneath to Pulliam. Off glass. Got it. 2 points, Atlanta Pulliam. Here comes Fisher. Running five. Put her off glass. Got it. 10 points for Mason Fisher. 39-14. 37 seconds now. Ball stolen away by Fisher. Off glass. Got it. 12 points for Mason Fisher. Still a press by Canton. Brianna Miller gets it to Hinkle. Hinkle across the timeline in a double team. Looks for somebody to throw it to. And now James Dent calls a timeout. 13 seconds left to play in the first half. Canton 41, Knox County 14. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
You know your closet well, but what does it sound like? Yes, your closet. Does it whisper your taste? Does it scream your taste? The new Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store, gets to know your unique style and fit. Its selection transforms to show you only the looks and trends you'll love. With a store that evolves alongside your taste, your closet will scream, so you, without actually screaming. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle for women and men, your personalized store. We're so you.
When a nasty cold keeps you up all night, Vicks NyQuil Severe gives you powerful relief from your worst cold and flu symptoms, which changes a night that sounds like this into a night that sounds more like this. Ah, that's better. NyQuil Severe. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, sore throat, stuffy head, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. Use as directed.
Thirteen seconds left to play in the first half. 41-14, Canton with the lead, Knox with the basketball. Brianna Miller on the left wing. Gets the ball in the corner to Cameron Miller, lost the handle on it. Long pass down the floor to the right. Play step back three on the way, no good. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Canton 41, Knox County 14. Back in a moment, this is KMEM Sports.
Good morning, sunshine. It's breakfast time at C&R Markets with Daly's 1 pound bacon, only $3.98. Homemaker premium orange juice and Best Choice waffles are $1.99 each. Use your C&R digital coupon to get Lucky Charms and other select General Mills cereals at 2 for $4. 9 ounce Choice Show Me Beef top sirloin steaks, $4 each. And check out our Best Choice sale where you get better deals every day at C&R Markets, where you always save. From everyone at C&R Markets, be safe, be blessed, and we'll to see you soon at CNR.
Hi, Janie here, and we at Cardwell Lumber Outside Novelty believe in providing good quality lumber at a price you can afford. We specialize in a variety of styles of lumber. Kiln-dried lumber, plywood, and hardwood flooring is just a few of the many options we offer at unbeatable prices. No order is too small or too big. Come by anytime Monday through Friday to see firsthand how we can make your new project look magnificent. For more information, check out our website at CardwellLumberInc.com. That's Cardwell Lumber, Novelty, Missouri. Quality that keeps staying through three generations.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive-up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows around 35. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 44. Cloudy skies expected. Lows around 8 above. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. About an inch of snow Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 44.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School, home of the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament this year. And it's the second girls' game of the night. There are only two tonight, both quarterfinals. And Canton, the number 3 seed, leading number 6, Knox County, 41-14. Take a look at the first half scoring. First for Canton, Allie Ruffcorn with 3 points. Mariah Clay with 10. Emma Holtz with 2. Keelan Ott with 6. Macy Glasgow with 6. Macy Fisher with 12. And Kenzie Holt with 12 points. For Knox County, Brianna Miller with 2 points. Jennifer Hinkle with 4. Elena Pulliam with 2. And Abigail Becker with 5. Canton led 21-8 after one quarter. Canton outscored Knox 20-6 in the second quarter, and the Lady Tigers lead here at halftime 41-14. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
Influenza season is just around the corner, and Knox County Health Department is preparing to take care of Knox County residents. Vaccine is ordered and will begin arriving in September. Influenza vaccine has been available for all age groups for years, and this year will be no different. With other respiratory diseases on the rise, including COVID-19 and RSV, don't take a chance with influenza. Look for the vaccine's arrival on our Facebook page under Knox County Health Department in Edina, Missouri. In the meantime, remember to wash those hands, social distance, stay home when you're sick, and wear a mask if medically tolerated when in large groups. Be well, Knox County.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School. We're at halftime of the second girls' game of the night, and it's number 3 seed Canton Lady Tigers leading number 6 Knox County 41-14. And let's go back to the first game of the night. It's a 4-5 matchup, and Princeton, the number 4 seed, defeats number 5 Putnam County 51-29, as Princeton was led in scoring by Andy Hinkey with 17 points. Lauren Crone was 16, while Putnam County led by Elise Perkins, Jenna Knowles, and Jessel Knowles with 6 points apiece. Putnam County led 10-9 after one quarter, but Princeton outscored Putnam County 11-5 in the second quarter to lead 20-15 at the half. In the third quarter, Princeton outscored Putnam 16-4. Princeton led 36-19 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Princeton again outscored Putnam County 15-10, and Princeton wins at 51-29. Princeton improves to 16-8, while Putnam County ends their season with a record of 10-13. So that means that one girls' semifinal is set for Wednesday night. as Scotland County, the number one seed, will play the number four seed, Princeton Lady Tigers, at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night. The winner of this game will play the number two seed, Scotland County Ladies, at 7:30 on Wednesday night. Now, coming up tomorrow night, we'll have two boys' quarterfinal games for you on KMM, starting at 6 o'clock. It's a 4-5 matchup. Number four seed, Scotland County Tigers, will play number five, Princeton. Following that, a 7:30, a 3-6 matchup. Scotland County will take on number six, Highland or Canton Tigers. Then at down Monroe City, we can't forget Clark County. They're playing at Monroe City even as we speak. And halftime of that game, very low-scoring game. Highland leads Clark County 14-13 or 15-14, 1-2. Very low-scoring ball game. Tomorrow night, it's the same two, only on the boys' side at 7:30. Highland will take on Clark County in a 3-6 matchup from the Class 3 District 6 tournament at Monroe City. And we'll have that streamed for you on KMEM website. Andy's there tonight. He'll be there tomorrow night to bring that one to you. So three games tonight. We'll have three games for you on the radio tomorrow night, two from here, one from Monroe City. And then Wednesday night, girls semifinals. On Thursday night, boys semifinals. We'll take Friday off and be back here for the championship games. The girls at noon on Saturday, boys at 2 o'clock. Down at Monroe City, same scenario. Girls semifinal on Wednesday, boys semifinal on Thursday, Friday night at 6 o'clock, the girls championship game, and then the boys championship game at Monroe City will be at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. So, again, we've just gotten started with the full week of basketball on KMEM. 41-14, Canton with the lead over Knox County, and I'll be back in the third quarter in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High Schools. We start the second half of this girls' game. And again, Canton leading Knox County 41-14. And it looks like Knox County will have the basketball to start the second half. Brianna Miller will inbound to Savannah Stragg. As Miller gets it into Stragg, it's a 2-3 zone for Canton. Brianna Miller has it on the left wing inside the arc. Now to Pulliam, right side of the circle. Stragg back to Brianna Miller for three. No good. And Holtz off with the rebound. Gets it to Clay. Clay will bring it across the timeline. Tries the three off the left wing. Bullseye. 13 points. Noah Clay. And it's 44-14. Canton with the lead. Placed here by Canton. Brianna Miller. Gets the ball to Hinkle. Hinkle dribbles through a double team. Kicks it out to Becker. Tried to, and it's stolen away by Weathers. Gets it back to Clay. As Clay will bring it across the timeline. 2-3 zone for Knox County. Weathers inside. Little 10-foot runner. No good. And Jennifer Hinkle off of the rebound. Brianna Miller. Miller will bring it across the timeline. The top of the key. Now Stragg between the two circles. Pulliam has it on the left wing. Inside it goes on the left baseline to Hinkle. Back to Pulliam in the left corner. As Pulliam to the left wing. Now Becker top of the key. Stragg on the right side of the circle down the arc to Hinkle. Gets it out to Miller. Back to Hinkle. Hinkle around Weathers. Try to reverse layup. Block. Pick it up by Becker for three. No good. Hinkle with a long rebound. Brianna Miller had the ball slapped out of her hands by Holt. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Brianna Miller will trigger. Miller looks for somebody, gets it out to Hinkle. As Hinkle, the ball was tipped. She got it in the backcourt, dribbles to the top of the key. Lines Pulliam on the right wing. Pulliam gives to Brianna Miller. Now Pulliam back to the right block. Kicks it back out to Miller, and Miller, pass a little bit too high, couldn't hang on to the pass, goes off her fingertips out of bounds. So Canton with the basketball. As Hulse will inbound to Clay. Mariah Clay gives it to Weathers on the right side of the circle. Fisher ties the key for three, airballed it. And Hulse comes off the rebound, saves it inbound, but throws it right into the Canton bench. 6 minutes left to play in the third quarter, 44-14. Knox County with the lead, Tracer by Knox. And a Sragg with the basketball guarded by Fisher. Sragg across the timeline. Tried to get the ball to Brianna Miller. Stolen away, and ahead goes to Fisher. Off glass, got it. 14 points for Macy Fisher. 46-14 as Hinkle in a double team walked with it. So a turnover, Knox County. Emma Holtz will inbound, gets it to Clay. As Clay will take his time, the key to Holtz on the left wing beyond the arc. Now Clay will try another three, airballed it. Goes out of bounds, it'll be Knox County basketball. Again, pressure by Canton. They get it in to Hinkle. Hinkle gets it over to Brianna Miller. Brianna, long pass to Pulliam. Pulliam gets it to Becker on the right wing. Becker off the right baseline. Tried to put up a shot, missed it. Got her own rebound. And Brianna Miller gets it back to Becker. She'll try a three. In and out, no good. And Weathers off the rebound to Clay. Now Fisher on the left wing, left side of the circle. As they give it to Brewer on the right wing. Now Clay on the left wing, inside to Weathers. And the ball slapped away and stolen away by Elena Pulliam to Brianna Miller. Miller tried to bounce pass to Becker. The pass is kicked out of bounds by Nariah Clay. So Brianna Miller will inbound on the near sideline. Gets the ball into Hinkle in the center circle. To the left wing to Becker. Tries a three. Bullseye. Abigail Becker with 8 points. 46-17. As Fisher with the basketball. Weathers on the right side of the circle. In the right corner, it goes to Clay to Weathers. Tried to put up a shot over Becker. Blocked by Abigail. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Canton basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Emma Holtz will inbound. Holtz looks for somebody. Gets it into Clay. On the right block, kicks it out the whole top of the key for three. On in and out, no good. And a rebound tipped around, and out with it comes Noah Clay. Fisher out between the two circles to Clay at the top of the key. Now Weathers, free throw line, and Canton wants a timeout. 4:08 left to play in the third quarter. Canton 46, Knox County 17, back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County, Iowa High School. 4 minutes left to play in the third quarter, second girls semifinal, and Canton leading Knox County 46-17, and Withers with the basketball. Now, three top of the key, bullseye, Macy Fisher, 17 points for Fisher, 49-17. Sray gets it ahead to Becker. Becker, along the baseline, put up a shot, blocked by Canton. Weathers comes away with it. Gives it to Fisher. Fisher across the timeline, hold from the left wing, inside to Clay with the left hand, got it. As Nariah Clay with 15 points. Pressure by Canton. Jennifer Hinkle across the timeline. Gets it to Pulliam off glass. Got it. 4 points, Elena Pulliam. Gives the assist to Hinkle. 51-19. Canton with the lead. It's Holtz. We'll try a three, partially blocked. And out of the loose ball comes Pulliam to Schrag. As Schrag will bring it across the timeline. Between the two circles, 2-3 zone by Canton. Becker to Brianna Miller for three off the left wing. No good. Hinkle put up the shot, blocked by Weathers. Got it back. Weathers, he tried to put it back up. Weathers blocked it again, but that time she got too much. Well, no, it wasn't Weathers. It was Emma Holt. So Holt picks up her third personal foul. Jennifer Hinkle at the line with four, looking for five. Shots up. Got it. 5 points for Jennifer Hinkle. Now Glasgow will check in, and Brewer will check out. Five looking for six. Shots up, no good. And Weathers comes off the rebound. Holtz gets in the head to play. Now Holtz with the basketball, gets it to Fisher, top of the key. Long three on the way. Bullseye! Mason Fisher with 20 points. 54-20. So Alan Strag takes it right to the hoop, puts up the shot, missed it off the right block, and Glasgow off the rebound to Fisher. Fisher brings it across the timeline, takes it to the left wing beyond the arc. Out pops Clay. Now free throw line, Kendall Weathers. In the right corner, cut off on the baseline, Glasgow had the ball stolen away by Hinkle. Whistle and a foul, and I think the foul is going to be on Nariah Clay. And it will be. So two fouls on Nariah Clay. 2:05 left to play in the third quarter. 54-20. Can't move the lead. It's Rags at the top of the key. Tried to throw it to Becker. Pass Becker. Goes out of bounds. So it'll be Canton basketball. Holtz will inbound to Clay. As Clay will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Gives the ball to Fisher on the right wing. Now Fisher off the right baseline. Chopped from 15. Got it. Mason Fisher with 22 points. 56-20. As the long pass tried to find Hinkle, stolen away by Clay. Clay will take it to the left block. Lays it up and got it. 17 points, Nariah Clay. 58-20 as Hinkle lost the handle on the basketball. Goes out of bounds and be Canton ball. Out of bounds on the near sideline. 1:24 left to play in the third quarter. Nariah Clay will get it in bounds to Fisher. And Mason Fisher across the timeline to Clay on the left wing. Weathers at the free throw line. Fisher top of the key. Clay on the left wing. Clay takes it right at Hinkle. Puts up the shot. Missed it. Well, either on Hinkle or Schrag, and I think they're going to call it out Savannah Schrag. So Savannah Schrag picks up the foul. Kendall Withers will check out, and Kinsey Holt will check in. It's Clay underneath the basket to Fisher. Now Clay in the left corner. Inside to Glasgow, turn around, five-footer, no good, airballed it. And out with it comes Jennifer Hinkle. As Hinkle brings it across the timeline, Rihanna Miller top of the key for three, no good. And Clay off the rebound. Clay wants to run. She'll take it right around. Miller lace it up. Got it. 19 points. Nariah Clay. 60-20. As Pulliam to Schrag. Schrag running 10-footer. No good. And off the rebound it comes Glasgow to Clay. Clay will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Fisher on the left wing. Fisher gives it to Clay down the left lane. Puts the shot up. It goes, but it's not going to count. As the foul is going to be on Jennifer Hinkle. So Hinkle picks up her third personal foul. And out comes Nariah Clay. And inbound pass comes to Mason Fisher on the left wing. Now Holtz top the key to Fisher. Wide open three on the way. Bullseye! Mason Fisher with 25 points. 63-20. Brianna Miller gets the ball down to Pulliam. Pulliam kicks it out to Becker. She'll try a three. High arching shot. No good. Pulliam saves it in bounds. Brianna Miller, 10-footer, no good. And that's into the third quarter with the score. Canton 63, Clark County 20. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Looking at long days at the controls of your compact tractor? Take a look at the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series Premium Compact at the Farm Shop in Edina. The 2800 M Series gives you extra comfort and ease of use, along with up to 60 horsepower and versatility you need for long days on the toughest task. You also get a rear PTO with added features to make running your implement simpler. Stop in at the Farm Shop in Edina or call them at 660-397-3550 to set up a demo or learn more about the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows around 35, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 44, cloudy skies expected. Lows around 8 above. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. About an inch of snow Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 44.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School, home of the 2022 Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. As we have 8 minutes left to play in this second girls' quarterfinal, and it's all Canton right now as they lead Knox County 63-20. And Emma Holtz will inbound to Macy Fisher. Fisher gives it to Ott. Ott kicks the ball down in the corner to Kenzie Holtz. Inside, the shot's put up, no good, as that was by Emma Holtz. And off the rebound comes Knox County. Again, it's Brianna Miller on the left wing. Now Briston Miller in the left corner. Out to Strag on the left wing. Strag had the ball punched away and picks it back up. Looks for somebody to throw it to. And they're finally going to call a jump ball. Alternate possession will stay with Knox County. So Knox County will inbound underneath their own basket. As Glasgow in, also Macy Fisher stays in. And Keelan Ott, as I said, is in the ballgame for Knox County. Briston Miller gives it to Cameron Miller. Now Brianna has it on the left wing, dribbles out around the top of Keith to the right wing. Gives it a strag on the right wing. Brianna Miller fires a three. No good. And Ott comes off the rebound to Fisher. As Mason Fisher will bring the ball across the timeline to Ott. Ott gives the ball to Kinsey Holtz. Now Ott has it, and she takes it down to the dotted line. Whistle and a foul. The foul, I think, is going to be on number 12, Savannah Strag, and that's her third. So three fouls on Savannah Strag. Ott will inbound to Macy Fisher for three off the right wing. No good. And Ott comes off the rebound. They call it a jump ball. Alternated possession stays with Canton. So Ott, well, no, it's going to be Emma Holtz. Will inbound underneath her own basket. Slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Gets it underneath. The shot's put up by Glasgow. Nice inbound play. And Glasgow with 8 points. 65-20. Canton with the lead. Brianna Miller for three. Pinballs in and out. No good. And Glasgow off the rebound. To Fisher. Gets it ahead to Ott on the left wing. Back to Fisher. Top of the key to Ott. Thought about the three. Now she'll stop pop from 10. Off the heel of the rim. No good. And off the rebound was Agnes Real. And the pass was slapped around. And finally, a shot's put up and hit by Emma Holtz from off the right baseline from about 10. 4 points for Emma Holtz. Brianna Miller brings it to the right wing. Picks up a dribble, looks for somebody. Bad pass. Glasgow gives it to Fisher. Now Ott. Ott lost the handle on the basketball, stolen away by Agnes Real. And we got a whistle and a foul. As the foul is going to be on Ott. So Keelan Ott picks up her second personal foul. And in the ball game comes Allie Ruffcorn, and out goes Macy Fisher. 4:40 and counting left to play in the ball game. Strag gives the ball to Brianna Miller. Now Cameron Miller on the left wing. Brianna between the two circles to Savannah Strag. Now Brianna Miller, long three on the way, no good. Agnes Field, the rebound, puts it out and missed it. And Holtz has the rebound along with Kristen Miller. Jump ball already in possession. Stays with Knox County. As Jennifer Hinkle will check back in, and Agnes Reel will check out. Brianna Miller will inbound underneath her own basket. As Brianna looks for somebody, gets it to Jennifer Hinkle, lays it up, missed it, but threw the foul. So Jennifer Hinkle will go to the line, as the foul is going to be on Macy Glasgow. That's her second. And Jennifer Hinkle will be at the line. Shoot two shots. She has five, looking for six. Got it. 6 points for Jennifer Hinkle. As into the ball game, I think it's number 33 would be Hannah Taylor, and Emma Holtz will check out. Jennifer Hinkle for second shot. Pinball's in and out, no good. Kenzie Holtz off the rebound. Dot brings it across the timeline. Ruffcorn. Now Glasgow off the baseline. 10-foot jumper, got it. Count, and she's fouled. The foul's going to be on Brianna Miller, and that's her third. Well, I'm one off. Well, that's at 23. So Glasgow has 10 points, and that is three fouls on Brianna Miller. Shot up, got it. 11 points for Macy Glasgow. 70-21. Canton with the lead. 2:40 and counting left to play in the game. So Brianna Miller across the timeline. The Strag between the two circles. Brianna Miller, three on the way. No good. And out, really long rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Canton basketball. As Kenzie Holtz rolling down to Ott. Ott will bring it across the timeline. As Ott bounce pass. To Holtz on the right wing. Now off top of the key. Backs off between the two circles. Rough corner in the right corner to Kenzie Holtz. Now off tried to get it to Ruffcorn, and Ruffcorn was running along the baseline toward the basket, and off to it behind her. Touch Knox County basketball. Less than 2 minutes left to play. Savannah Strag. Runs across the timeline, a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Keelan Ott. That's her third. And the fourth team foul against Canton. Inbound pass, Brianna Miller. So Brianna lost the handle on the basketball, picked up by Ruffcorn to Ott. Ott will bring it across the timeline. Get the ball to Glasgow. A little 10-footer, got it. Macy Glasgow with 13 points. 72-21, Canton with the lead. Now James Dent wants a timeout. I think he wants maybe to put some subs in. So Canton girls stay on the floor. James Dent, he's only got about two subs he can put in. As he called for a 30. Now Daniel Baker is wondering what's going on. Told me it was not really a timeout. So here comes the Knox County girls. 1:15 left to play in the game. As Brianna Miller inbounds to Strag. Strag has it between the two circles. Bounce fast to Miller. Miller running 10-footer, missed it. And off the rebound is Kenzie Holtz. Or that was Taylor, maybe. Yep. No, that was Kenzie Holtz. Off top of the key to Glasgow. Kenzie Holtz on the right wing to Ott. To Glasgow on the left wing. Under a minute left to play in the game. Ott to the left wing. Ruffcorn gets it inside. Shots put up. Hits the brace. That was Taylor. And it'll be Knox County basketball with 35 seconds in county. So Brianna Miller gives it to Strag. Savannah across the timeline. Dribbles the right wing. Becker, three-pointer on the way, airballed it, goes out of bounds. Well, no, it's still Briston Miller picks it up. Shot put up, in and out, no good by Schrag, and Ott off the rebound. Ott will bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Ruff Korn, and now Kenzie Holtz to Ott, to Ruff Korn. Down to three, down to two, down to one, and that's the end of the ball game. What's the final score? Canton 72, Knox County 21. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
Jerry and Larry's Family Auto Shop needed a small business loan fast so they could hire more help. Jerry suggested OnDeck.com, but instead, Larry called...
Loan Cannon, launch the cash! Oh, yeah!
Oh, no. Oh, right in the fender!
Stop! Loan Cannon! Why?
There's a better way to get a fast small business loan. OnDeck, the online lender that makes it easy to apply in minutes and, if approved, get your loan as soon as the same day. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As America's largest online small business lender, OnDeck has funded over $14 billion to businesses like yours so you can borrow with confidence and get your loan fast. Go to OnDeck.com. Your loan is on deck. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank member FDIC. Limited eligibility for same-day funding. OnDeck does not lend in every state. All loans subject to lender approval.
Wilson Triplett Funeral Home would like to take this special time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the globe. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. That message was from Wilson Triplett Funeral Home, the funeral home that offers quiet dignity and reverence, combined with consideration for both the wishes of the departed and the bereaved family. In time of sorrow, rely on Wilson Triplett Funeral Home at 975 East Main Street in Cahokia.
Demonstrate the power of Cricket Nationwide 5G, we brought in this monster truck.
And to tell you Cricket 5G is available on every plan at no extra charge, we brought in this fleet of monster trucks. Now that's power! Get powerful Nationwide 5G on all plans at no extra charge! Plus a Cricket Dream 5G phone free when you switch!
Tastes like power too.
Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School as it's a final. The number three seed, Canton Lady Tigers, defeat number six, Knox County, 72-21. Take a look at the scoring first four, Canton. Allie Ruffcorn with 3 points. Mariah Clay with 19. Emma Holtz with 4. Keelan Ott with 6. Macy Glasgow with 13. Macy Fisher with 25. And Kenzie Holtz with 2 points. For Knox County, Brianna Miller with 2 points, Jennifer Hinkle with 6, Elena Pulliam with 4, and Abigail Becker with 8 points. Canton jumped out 21-8 after one quarter. Canton outscored Knox 20-6 in the second quarter. Canton led 41-14 at the half. In the third quarter, Canton outscored Knox County 22-6, and Canton led 63-20 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Canton outscoring Knox County 9-1. And Canton wins it 72-21. Canton improves to 18-7, while Knox County ladies end their season with a record of 2-22. And speaking of ending their season, Knox County, it was a long year for the Lady Eagles. Knox County Nation stayed right with them. And all seven girls, they played every game hard, and they lose one senior playing her final game as the Knox County Lady Eagle, and that's Elena Pulliam. As Elena has represented Knox County and Eagle Nation very, very well, and we wish Elena Pulliam all the luck in the world, whatever the future may hold. Elena, thanks for the memories and good luck. That's Elena Pulliam playing her last game as the Knox County Lady Eagle. So Wednesday's semifinals are set. It's 6 o'clock on Wednesday night. Scotland County, the number one seed, will take on number four, Princeton, at 6 o'clock in the first girls semifinal. Then at 7:30, it's a 2-3 matchup. Scotland County, the number two seed, will play Canton, the number three seed. That's what's coming up on Wednesday night. Then, but coming up tomorrow night, we've got the boys' quarterfinals at 6 o'clock. It's a 4-5 matchup. Scotland County, the number 4 seed, will play Princeton, the number 5 seed. Then at 7:30, Scotland County, the number 3 seed, takes on number 6, Cam. That's tomorrow night. And at Monroe City at 7:30, it's a 3-6 matchup. Number 3, Highland, will play number 6. Clark County will have that streaming on KMEM. So let's real quickly go over what has happened tonight here at Scotland County in the first game of the night, a 4-5 matchup. It was Princeton defeating Putnam County by a final of 51-29. Princeton led in scoring by Addie Hinkey with 17 points. Lauren Crone with 16, while Putnam County led by Elise Perkins, Jenna Knowles, and Desla Knowles, all with 6 points apiece. As Putnam County led 10-9 after one quarter, and then it was all Princeton after that, as the Lady Tigers outscored Putnam County 11-5 in the second quarter, and Princeton led 20-15 at the half. In the third quarter, Princeton outscored Putnam 16-4, and Princeton led 36-19 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Princeton again outscored Putnam 15-10, and Princeton wins at 51-29. Princeton improves to 16-8. Putnam County ends their season with a record of 10-13. And the game you just heard on KMM, it was Canton winning their 18th game of the year by defeating Knox County 72-21. Canton led in scoring by Narara Clay with 19 points, Macy Glasgow with 13, Macy Fisher with 25, while Knox County led in scoring by Abigail Becker with 8 points. Canton improves to 18-7, while Knox County girls end their season with a record of 2-22. So tomorrow night, two boys games starting at 6 o'clock. First one, second one, 7:30. Scotland County, Princeton at 6. Scotland County and Canton at 7:30. I'll be on the air from Scotland County High School just before 6. For producer Dave Bowden from Scotland County R1 High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Knox County sponsors, and they include the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark CPA in Edina, C&R Supermarkets in Edina and Cahoka, Cardwell Lumber Company Incorporated south of Edina, the Citizens Bank of Edina, the Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance with offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahoka, Lancaster, and Memphis, Knox County Dental Office in Edina, Knox County Health Department Home Health Agency in Edina, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina, and the Farm Shop in Edina.